Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good Friday to you. My name is Dan Hankins. I'm the pastor of Antioch Baptist Church in Green Ridge. We're out in the country on E Highway, just about a mile north of Highway 52. And so this Sunday at 10:30, we will meet for worship, and we'd like to invite you to be our guest if you're not attending a church already. Today, on this last day of my opportunity to share from the Word of God, I would like to take us to 1 John chapter 5 and look at the blessing of joyful obedience to God. When we think of obedience, we don't always associate joy to that. We might associate responsibility or a demand, but there is an element of joy that God wants us to experience as we obey Him. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1, John, he writes, "Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves Him who begot also loves Him who is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" My friends, today I would like to begin, first of all, by declaring to you that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Son of God. And if you have put your faith and trust in Him, you are a child of God. If you have never done that, you need to do it today. Today would be the day of salvation for you. That you would pray and say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe that Jesus is born of God. I believe that He is the Christ, and I accept Him as my personal Savior." That is the first step of obedience, that we would come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the very Son of God. And as we put our faith and trust in Christ, as we believe that He is the Savior of the world, that He is the very Son of God, then we will love those who are around us who have put their faith in God. We are children. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And how will we know that we love God and love those around us? We will keep His commandments. Have you thought about love? Many people write poems about love. There was a lady who wrote a bunch of poems, and she wanted to try and sell them to a newspaper. And so she goes into the newspaper office to talk to the editor, and he asks her to read some of her poems. And as she reads them, he begins to lean back in his chair and to think a little bit, and then he stops and he says, "Ma'am, do you really understand what love is? Here you're reading these rhymes of moons and Junes and all these gushies." But he said, "True love is sitting by a bedside through the night. It's working extra hours so your family's needs can be met. The world doesn't need a gushy love. It needs a practical love. And you and I have an opportunity to show the true love of God through practical acts of love, keeping the commandments of God. If you were to go to the Old Testament, to Psalm 119, you'd find that it's the longest chapter in all the Bible. A lot of verses in Psalm 119. And all of them except two mention something about the Word of God. And if you read through it, you will get this theme over and over again, that the psalmist loves the Word of God. He loves His laws. He loves His commandments. He loves His precepts. It's interesting to see how he loves the Word of God, and he enjoys telling about it. In Psalm 119, verse 97, he says, "Oh, how I love thy law." And then in verse 14, and again later at the end in verse 62, he says, "I rejoice in the law." Do you love doing something for God? Do you rejoice in doing something for Him? Is it like honey to your taste? Is it something sweet to you? Is it like a song that you would rejoice that the commandments of God can be done by you as you complete your pilgrimage here on earth? What would God have you to do? What are His commandments? Well, the basic commandments are this: to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, everything in you, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus summed it up in those two. They complete the law of God, that we would love God and we would love our neighbor. And so what is the element that's going to overcome the woes of this world? It's our faith in God. And he who overcomes the world is this one, the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. My friend, you may be going through some difficult times. Maybe you have some fears and some doubts in your life. Perhaps you're struggling with loving those who are around you. Start today by putting your love to God as a priority. That your faith in Jesus Christ would cause you to want to search His Word and know more about Him and learn to love Him. That His law, His precepts, His commandments would become a part of your life. The burden, the great burden of religion. Religion is man trying to please God through his own strength, is a great problem. It's a yoke of bondage that's put upon us. But when we love God and we do what he has asked us to do joyfully, and because he first loved us, that's why we love him, it seems to transform into a joyful obedience that those around us can surely see. My friend, this weekend, choose a church where you can go and worship God and you can love those who are around you and become involved. Once again, my name is Dan Hankins. I pastor Antioch Baptist Church out in Green Ridge on E Highway, just a mile north of Highway 52. And if you're not attending church anywhere this Sunday, we'd like to invite you to come on out at 10:30 and worship with us. God bless and have a great weekend.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
I pray that you've been blessed by this week's messages. Next week's pastor is
Eddie Brown.
This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.